This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Today's story is incredibly special. Why? Yes, it is said in the Quran, but not all the stories in the Quran are also mentioned in the hadith. You see that? Today's story, it is mentioned in a long authentic hadith. In addition, it's mentioned in the Quran. It is the story of Musa alayhi salam. What part of his story? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Prophet Musa alayhi salam stood up and gave a speech to Bani Israel. A nice, powerful speech, and you can imagine how eloquent the prophets were at the time. And he gave that beautiful speech after he was done. You know, imagine you have a Q&A session with not just any instructor. You have one of the top prophets Allah has ever sent. Then one of the people comes to Musa alayhi salam and he asks him this question. He says, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَعْلَمُ? Who is the most educated person in the world? Who is it? So before I jump into the follow-up response from Musa, I want to remind you and remind myself, when you have an opportunity to ask someone a question, especially someone of knowledge or, you know what, someone who might be very busy, make sure that you ask the appropriate question that brings about benefit to you, inshallah. So when this person asks who's the most educated person in the world, how much benefit does that bring to you? Unless you're trying to increase your knowledge, but you got Musa alayhi salam, so once you're done with that, then perhaps you might proceed to find someone else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Musa alayhi salam knowledge was so wide like an ocean. Now, step two, what did Musa alayhi salam respond? He respected the question and he says, Anna, I am the most educated person in the world. Okay. When he said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like Prophet Musa's alayhi salam response. Why? Because Musa should have said, Allah knows best. Musa alayhi salam should have said, I do not know. Musa did not travel the world and meet every single individual to be able to say, I am the most educated. But we feel for him, right? You feel for Musa alayhi salam. You know, I spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the revelation I received. You know, all these good things, alhamdulillah. But Allah wants to teach Musa alayhi salam a lesson. So then Allah told Musa, Bala. What? There is someone who knows more than you, O Musa. Abdan min ibad. He's one of my slaves. Bi majma' al-bahrain. He is located. Where is he? He's located in the junction of two seas. Tayyib. Huwa a'lamu min. He knows more than you. He has knowledge which you, Musa, do not know. Now, what did Musa alayhi salam reaction? And this is what I want, inshallah, from you and myself and all those who are watching around the world to take this lesson. Musa alayhi salam made a mistake. Agreed? We all agree, inshallah. He made a mistake. He was corrected. So far, so good. What was his behavior after being corrected? Musa alayhi salam said, Oh Allah, how can I reach that individual? You see that humbleness? He didn't say, oh, okay, I'm sorry. No, I want to increase my knowledge. I want to grow. That person, Musa alayhi salam, did not say, you know what, I think I have enough Islamic education. I don't need to further study Islam. What are you talking about? Who says that? Musa alayhi salam, who spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a translator. One-on-one with Allah, he still was hungry for knowledge. And you and I, no matter how much we know of Allah, we need to know more and more and more. That will help you with your iman and help you with your life, dealing with people, and of course, with your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, Ya Rab, kayfa as-sabilu ilayhi? How can I reach him? So here is the way to find that man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, ta'khudh huta. You get a fish. A fish? Yes, let me show you a quick example of a fish. Ta'khudh huta. You take a fish. You have it in a basket. Okay, so that fish is dead, right? In the basket, it's dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that fish is no longer in the basket, meaning that fish will come back to life and will leave the basket, the place where the fish leaves the basket is the place where you will find that individual. We know his name is Al-Khidr. Okay, so Musa alayhi salam, quick question, he travels by himself or with someone? He travels with someone. Okay, Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salam. Then he was a young man at that point. His job, what's Yusha's job? To grab that basket and to go with Musa alayhi salam. And his only task is one. Whenever you see the fish leaving the basket, let me know. Because that will be the place where we will meet that mysterious, educated, knowledgeable man. Yalla, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Musa alayhi salam, along with Yusha ibn Nun, they travel along the seashore. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا. Musa alayhi salam is telling Yusha ibn Nun, I'm not going to rest or settle, even if it will take me years to reach that person. I need to learn, I need to know more, I need to meet him. Allahu Akbar. Look at the humbleness and the tawadu' of Musa alayhi salam. So they traveled and they traveled. They got exhausted. They reached a rock, which they rested next to. So far, so good. So far, so good. So they were resting and then having this break. فَوَضَعَ مُوسَى رَأْسَهُ. Musa alayhi salam has put his head and then he slept. Okay, he's next to the beach and he's taking his time and rest, and Yusha ibn Nun is with him. What happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, the fish started to move. Allahu Akbar. وَانْسَلَّ مِنَ الْمِكْتَلِ. And the fish slipped out of the basket. And then it entered the sea. Now where's Yusha? Yusha, wake up Musa. He didn't. Brothers and sisters, eventually Musa alayhi salam woke up by himself. But Yusha forgot to tell Musa about the fish. As Allah says in the Quran, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا. They forgot about the fish. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. It's made its way to the ocean in a miraculous fashion, leaving a trace behind it. So they continued to travel. So Musa alayhi salam got up and he continued to travel, brothers and sisters, along with Yusha ibn Nun. Eventually, Musa alayhi salam, he became hungry. He told Yusha, "Atina ghada'ana." You know, give us some food, some breakfast to have. You know, we're very exhausted. So as Yusha ibn Nun is looking into the basket to get some food, so yes, for his job was to carry that lunchbox and to be watchful over that fish. As he's looking, he says, "Ara'aita idh awayna ila as-sakhra." Look how he speaks. Musa, remember when we were resting by the rock? Remember? Okay. فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. I forgot to tell you the fish has, you know, left the basket and went to the ocean. What did Musa alayhi salam do? Let the man finish. Look what he says. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ. Yusha says, Shaitan caused me to forget it. And أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. It was amazing how the fish just left the basket and went to the ocean. Shaitan caused me to forget. Two quick points here. Yes, shaitan can be a means for you to forget things. How? Okay, how? By putting thoughts in your mind and getting you busy with other things to make you forget the primary thing. You see that? So Yusha ibn Nun, for example, is thinking, oh, the fish, I gotta tell Musa alayhi salam about it. So an example. Shaitan whispers into Yusha's mind, oh, Yusha, did you lock the door behind you when you left the house? Oh my God, did you tell your friends that you're going with Musa? Then Yusha's thinking, so these thoughts are from shaitan to make him forget about what? About the fish leaving the basket. Now, what did Musa alayhi salam do? That wonderful man, patient, understanding. He's putting himself into Yusha ibn Nun's shoe and he's feeling him. He says, you know what? قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِ. This is exactly what we're looking for. Thank you so much. فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. Then brothers and sisters, they rushed as fast as they possibly can to that spot. And guess what they found? فَوَجَدَ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالطَّاقَ. What is that? They found as if there is a tunnel onto that sand towards the ocean. Now they can go through that path to find that man. And as they're walking and walking, فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. They found that man. Allah's slave. مُسَجَّى بِثَوْبِ. That man, or hadith, covered with a garment. You know, when that man was covered with the garment, it looked like, you know, this is Subhanallah, Musa alayhi salam wants to say salam to him. And the moment this man uncovered himself, Musa alayhi salam said, As-salamu alayk. So this man, which we know Al-Khidr, he turns and he talks to Musa and he says, Wa anna bi ardika salam. He says, the man said while being shocked, is there such greeting in your land? How do you know the greeting of salam, assalamu alaykum? How do you know about assalamu alaykum? So Musa alayhi salam says, Ana Musa, I am Musa from Bani Israel. Qala na'am. Okay, Musa from the Bani Israel. By the way, did you see how he introduced himself? Nothing for or against. But he didn't say, I am Kalimullah, Nabiullah, Musa. There is the subhanAllah, the humbleness, because he's especially that he's a student coming to learn from his Shaykh Al-Khidr at this point right now, right? Though we know Musa alayhi salam from a level and status wise, he's one of the top five prophets Allah has ever sent. Okay, what happened? What happened, brothers and sisters? That path is there and they meet Al-Khidr, and Al-Khidr now is talking to Musa alayhi salam. Musa has a goal, has a mission. He tells Al-Khidr, listen, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ Can I please follow you? Look at the humbleness. Can I please follow you so you may teach me of what you have known, which Allah has blessed you with? Al-Khidr says two powerful sentences. Ready? Two powerful sentences. He says, Ya Musa, O Musa, you have knowledge which Allah taught you, that which I do not have. Fair enough? Clear. Then he said, and Allah gave me knowledge, Musa, which you do not have. All right. So then Al-Khidr is telling Musa alayhi salam, the knowledge I have, I don't know if you're able to handle grasping it and understanding it and just, you know, moving along with it just normally like that. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا You will not be patient towards handling this. That type of knowledge is just on another, it's a different type. Then he said, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحَدْ بِهِ خُبْرًا And he told him, listen, I believe it's beyond your capacity, no disrespect, Musa, beyond your capacity to understand certain things that Allah has taught me. So Musa alayhi salam says, سَتَجِدُونِي inshaAllah, inshaAllah, صَابِرًا And I will be patient, وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا And I will not disobey any command that you have. I'm going to be all ears. I will pay attention to everything that you say. So Al-Khidr makes a condition. Listen. فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي If you wish to follow me, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ You promise. You do not ask me any questions حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا Until I explain things to you. Fair enough? Agreed. فَانْطَلَقَا Now they are about to have a journey. يَلَّا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ Where are they going? فَانْطَلَقَا They're walking by the seashore and they see a boat, brothers and sisters. فَمَرَّتْ بِهِمْ سَفِينَةً فَكَلَّمُوهُمْ أَنْ يَحْمِلُوهُمَا So Al-Khidr, he asked the people on that boat to carry him along with Musa and take him on a trip. Now, Al-Khidr was known. Perhaps he was very helpful to the people. He was very kind. So they knew him and they did not charge him and they gave him the ride for free. So this is very kind of these people. So while they were in the ocean, Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr says something very powerful. What happened? He sees, along with Musa, a bird, عصفور, على حرف السفينة. That bird is on the edge of that boat. And that bird drank, okay, and put its beak into the water. So far, so good. Al-Khidr told Musa, my knowledge plus your knowledge plus the knowledge of all Allah's creation, all three, my knowledge, plus your knowledge, plus the knowledge of everything Allah created, in comparison to Allah's knowledge, is like the water that bird took from the ocean. Allahu Akbar. You see that? You see Allah's knowledge? So trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what happened, He knows what's happening, and He knows what will happen. So He says, all that is just that drop of water, that sip of water that bird took in comparison to the ocean. So why, after he said that, brothers and sisters, Al-Khidr, he grabs like a stick or a hammer or a tool to drill a hole into that ship. What? They got you for free onto that ship. and you're drilling that hole. So that's what Musa said, أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا. You're about to make the people drown. Why did you do that for? They're about to drown. He said, this is not right, Khidr. So Al-Khidr told him, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ, did I not tell you right before we started, and you promised that you will not ask any questions, you will not interrupt me, حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا, until I explain to you? So Musa says, oh, I'm sorry, لا تؤاخذني, I apologize. I forgot, I genuinely forgot, بما نسيت. ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا, don't go so tough on me. Musa, subhanAllah, is like, don't go so tough on me, I am sorry. So then, Al-Khidr and Musa, they left that ship. Okay, ثم خرجا من السفينة. Then they're going to another journey. In that journey, brothers and sisters, on the seashore, Musa and Al-Khidr, what happened? إذا غلام يلعب مع الغلمان. Al-Khidr and Musa, they see a child playing with other kids. So then Al-Khidr goes to that one specific child, فقتله, and then he kills him. Here, Musa did not forget that I promise I won't. No, he said, أقتلت نفسا زكية, like, did you just kill an innocent soul that has not done anything wrong? This is just so evil from you. That's nukra. That's so wrong from you, Khidr. So Al-Khidr now is upset. قال ألم أقول لك. He's an addition. إنك لن تستطيع معي صبر. Did I not tell you, Musa, that you will not be able to handle? Did I not tell you that before we even started? So then, Musa عليه السلام makes a deal. قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني. Listen, if I ever interrupt you again, if I ever ask you any question again, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي, then we depart. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا, you know, you notified me enough and you gave me enough chances. Then no problem, they agreed. And they go on a third journey, Bismillah. So then they were passing by, فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِدَارًا. They passed by a city, brothers and sisters, in which there was a wall. But there's a story of the city first. Musa and Al-Khidr were traveling, and they were perhaps hungry and thirsty. So they sought food and drink from the people living in the city. And these people, subhanAllah, were stingy. نعم. These people were not hospitable at all. They refused any sense of hospitality. Not even, you know what, open the door, just give them a cup of water and then leave. Nothing. Zero. Which is very strange. We're travelers, you can tell, respected people, we're asking you nicely, but they refuse to give them anything to Musa and Al-Khidr. So here, that wall was about to fall in that village. There's one specific place. So then Al-Khidr tells Musa, let's go and help put this wall together. Let's rebuild the wall. فَأَقَامَ. So Musa, alayhi salam, he sees Al-Khidr rebuilding the wall and making it nice and straight for it not to fall. But then he tells Al-Khidr, لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. Like, it's a little bit strange. You could have asked to get paid for this job. Like, you did it completely for free. Like, these people didn't do anything for us. You know, I'm not saying don't rebuild the wall or fix it, but at least ask for a payment for that job. So Al-Khidr tells him, listen, you know, this is strike three. قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك. It's over. You know, we're done. We're breaking up right here. Then he tells him, سأنبئك بتأويلي ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا. Now I need to explain to you every single event which you could not be patient for me to eventually explain to you. Okay? أما السفينة. Let's go back to the boat. As for the boat, it belonged to people who are poor. مساكين. Working at the sea. Okay, and there was a tyrant king ahead of them. So they were sailing and they were about to pass by a very tyrant king who seizes and takes every good ship by force. Any good ship, like a boat that is in a perfect situation, he used to rob them, take that boat. So does it not sound like a good deal that us drilling that hole into that boat will cause the king, when he sees the people, the fishermen, into that boat, and he sees something broken in the boat, he'll be like, I don't want this. Let him go. Let him free. So now what happened, brothers and sisters? These people got, alhamdulillah, not to perhaps die. Yes, because if they had a good boat and that tyrant king tried to fight and they want to fight back, some people perhaps would have been killed. That boat would have been gone. Subhanallah. So with this being happening, brothers and sisters, the people will eventually be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much extra when they see the wisdom behind it. And perhaps, you know what possibly happened? Allahu a'lam. But these fishermen, that specific boat, they became the richest of people. How? I want to ask you guys this question. Yalla, someone maybe can tell me. How is it possible that these fishermen possibly became the richest of people? Yalla, who do we have here? Amir, can you help us out? Can you take a shot at it?
Bismillah, yes. Since they're the last boat left, I mean, they're the only ones going to be bringing in fish, so they're going to be the richest.
Ahsant, right? Because all the boats are gone. Samir got it right. All the boats are gone by that king. And if they're the only boat remaining, guess who has the high demand? They got it all, right? Subhanallah. May Allah protect us and protect your brother Amir and grant you Jannah. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. But I want to share something with brother Amir and the rest of you. Is that some ulama, they teach us one of the blessings that Allah bestowed on the people of the ship is just like how they helped Musa and Al-Khidr and got them and honored them for free. As a result, Allah rewarded them for their boat to be protected and Allah helped them out, subhanAllah. You know, this is the help that Allah says in the Quran, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى الْإِحْسَانِ. When you do something that is excellent, accept. No, when you do something that is excellent, expect something excellent back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you never know the wisdom behind things. And here is one. But if you notice, brothers and sisters, when Al-Khidr poked that hole into the boat, did the people in the boat know the wisdom right away? No, they didn't. It took, Allahu alam, hours or days until they eventually found out. Same thing with you. You might have a job and you lose your job. But why did I lose my job and I got laid off and what's going on? Some of you got to know the wisdom a month later. Because alhamdulillah, that company went bankrupt, so I was able to find in that within that month and get a good package from them because I was laid off. They gave me a 2-month pay, for example. So with that, alhamdulillah, I got to find that job. So the main thing here is for you, all believing man and woman, if this ever happens to you and you cannot see the wisdom right away, I swear by the one who made you, O believing man and woman, there is khair, there is good in it, but you may not just see it yet. May Allah grant you patience. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So then we go to the next one. Who is it? We go to the child. So Al-Khidr explains, as for the child, okay, you got to have me a very good excuse there, right? A good wisdom. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. The parents of that child were very, very good believers. And we feared that he would pressure them into defiance and disbelief. That boy would have grown up to be a very evil tyrant individual, so much so that he would have pushed his parents to kufr. Subhanallah, may Allah protect us. And this boy was about to cause so much fitna, and as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا. As a result, Allah wanted to substitute. What? What's the word? Substitute that child with another child who is righteous. زَكَاتًا وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. So brothers and sisters, here we see Allah's wisdom. Now you and I, we see it. But the parents, mom and dad of that child, do you think they know the wisdom during their lifetime? Let me ask someone, if you don't mind. Let me ask, for example, we have several. Oh, mashallah, we have 11 windows. Yeah, let me go really quick. So we have Nemo Madison. I have a question for you. Do you think mom and dad, they knew the wisdom of why their child died? Nemo. Okay, Nemo is not unmuting. No problem. How about Mu'izz Taj? Mu'izz Taj, what do you think? Okay, last one. Fatima Toronto. Come on, you got to represent Toronto. Do you think mom and dad, they knew the wisdom of why their son got killed, though he didn't do anything wrong? Oh, mashallah, tabarakallah. Excellent. Okay, I see the comments. Perfect. Na'am, ahsantum. They do not know. So unlike option one, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, will do things to you in a way that you may know the wisdom a year later, but in the story number two, they will never know, ever, until Yawm al-Qiyamah. You see that? It's tough, but the reward is magnificent, inshallah. And you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he took something, but Allah never takes away something from you except to give you something better, inshallah. Never do you go through a calamity and you trust Allah, except I swear by Allah, he will give you something better than what you have lost. This is proven historically and religiously. As you see with the two parents, as Allah says, mu'minaini, they were righteous brothers and sisters. Now, let's go to the third one and the last one, the wall. What's the story with the wall? وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ فَكَانَ لِي غُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ It belonged to two orphans. Okay. Under it, under that wall, there was a massive treasure. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا And the parents of these orphans were righteous. You see that? The parents were righteous. Okay, so what's the wisdom here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the two orphans, yatimain, to grow and grow, yablugha ashuddahuma, until they become mature and strong men, or strong men and women, yatimain fil Madina, so they become strong and they find their own treasure. Do you guys see the wisdom? Do you see it? Why did Allah want them to wait? Why did that treasure not just show up right now? Why just the wall? Because the wall was about to fall, like it was close. But then Al-Khidr and Musa, they repaired the wall. So now it will take a lot, much longer to fall. What's the wisdom for the wall to take long to fall? Yalla, bismillah. Let's see. Let me go to page 7 and go to Abiha Chowdhury. Abiha Chowdhury, unmute yourself and tell me, what's the wisdom, take a shot at, what's the wisdom of having the wall taking so long to fall for them to see the treasure? Like they could have been rich when they were young, right? They could have had the money, top school, they could have lived a very luxury life, you know, probably mom is struggling because Abu Huma, some say it was the father, but why, Abiha, what do you think?
I think the wisdom is that because if the wall falls a longer time, then meanwhile the children, the two orphans will be growing, and then they can, like when it falls, then they can get the treasure.
Oh, mashallah, tabarakallah, excellent. You know, I actually didn't pay attention to this point, honestly. I took it now from Abiha, may Allah bless them and grant them Jannah, say ameen. So, you know, when people get older, they're usually, they are more wise with how they use the money. So I'll take that. You know, when someone is spoiled, they're very young, they may not use the money properly. I like that. But you know, let me share with you another thing. Ready? Another thing. Remember the people in that village? Yeah, I remember them. Were they kind or were they stingy? They were stingy. So do you think when the wall falls and they see the gold and the money and the treasure, do you think these stingy people, when they see all the money, they will tell the orphans, we'll take care of your money till you get older? Very likely not. Very likely they will be robbed. So Allah's wisdom is that, you know what, Allah can make you all rich right now. But no, it's not the best time for you. Maybe because you're not ready to be a millionaire, or you're not ready to be a millionaire around such people around. And some people, brothers and sisters, they are better off living an average or slightly below average financial and maintain their deen than living wealthy and losing their deen. And there are people who Allah willed for them to be well off, because otherwise they probably would have lost their deen if they would have lost their wealth. And Allah chooses and He gives whoever, however He wants. So we need to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Prophet Musa alayhi salam, now that he is learning all of this. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا Allah wants them to find their own wealth, brothers and sisters. So now anytime you see rizq being delayed, you're like, that people, the mom or so, like, where's the money for my children? Same thing, marriage. Many people want to get married. I've been waiting. I'm 20 this, I'm 30 that, 40 this, 50, whatever my age is. Where is that righteous spouse that is about to propose? Where is that righteous man or righteous woman? There's a delay. Sabr. The right time will come, inshallah. May Allah bless you all and grant you all Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. But you have to realize whatever is happening for you, that which is, it is good for you, brothers and sisters. Then Al-Khidr says, وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. Al-Khidr tells Musa, listen, everything that you saw is not from me. It's from Allah. ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. These were the examples, these were the events that you could not be patient towards. Hopefully this was explained well. There are things in life, you will know the wisdom of it the next day. There are things in life that you will know the wisdom of it when you become an old individual. And there's things in life that you will know the wisdom of it until the day you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we know what I find in all three. It is always good, it is always good, it is always good. May Allah grant you all the best, brothers and sisters.